There have been times in history when Jewish people made lots of vows to God. People promised to give up drinking or carousing or brawling or to be more charitable or kinder or more religious, and then often they failed. They broke their promises to God. And the memory of failure or the concern about future failure made them anxious on the Day of Atonement. So our Kol Nidre prayer absolved them from the vows they had broken or would soon be breaking, and as they well knew, having made them, they would break them again. They would say the words of Kol Nidre and their spirits would lift. The Kol Nidre prayer never absolved people from promises they made to each other, and only the enemies of Judaism thought otherwise. If I promise you something, you, my fellow human being, only you can let me off. But from promises made to God, God can release us because God is strong, so strong God can release anyone from anything sooner or later. Of course, Kol Nidre became a metaphor. We hear its metaphoric meaning in the music, the solemn, sad, strong music. The meaning is that we know who we're supposed to be. We know who we're meant to be. And that radiant image, that image we're meant to embody, has a reality of its own. But it's the reality of our promise. And it's a promise, not a promise that we make, but a promise that we are. And we fall short of it every year. And God absolves us every year. God is strong enough for that. Strong enough to endure the division between what is and what ought to be. So in reality, there's no division, and all is well, and has always been well, and will yet be well.